Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, as we go. Now I have good things to share with you. Not just about this convention, but an instruction on things you should keep in your heart. Always. Last night, early this morning, because it was already in the morning, I was speaking with the pastors and I shared something with them that I believe they should think about. And that's to do with how God doesn't have plan B. There's no way around it. I called a friend of mine to last night. There's no way around it. Just obey God. Obey Him. There's no way around it. You know, it may take 30 years for some people to realize that they can't get their way. It has to be the will of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul speaking to Timothy now, in verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which you have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ. You say, hold on to it. You have that duty to hold on to it. Many people don't hold on to things. You know, you have a responsibility to hold on. The writer of Hebrews says you hold fast your profession, your confession of faith. Hold it. You have a duty to hold things. When you hear the word, when you hear the message, when you hear words, you hold on to it. Which means that you must deliberately hold on to it. Things spoken into our life don't just happen. We hold on to them. We hold on to them. In 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul says that these prophecies have gone before you. He says you must wage a good warfare. You must hold on. It's not going to happen on its own. You must hold on, which means you must be committed to keeping it. Hold on to the words, he says. Then he says in verse 14, that good thing which was committed unto you by the Holy Ghost, he says, which dwells in you. What do you do? That good thing which was committed unto you, by the Holy Ghost. Keep. What are the things committed to you? Keep them. The first thing I'll share today, keep words spoken into your life. Keep them. It's not good enough to just write them down. You write them the prophecies, you write them, you know, and all that, but do you keep them? The way to keep them many times is by speaking them often. The way to keep them is by hearing them often, reading it often, again and again. You must deliberately keep the words. You find me today, speak to you words I've heard 30 years. How did I remember them today? Because I'm always talking about them. Because I'm always praying over them. Because I'm always singing about it. You have to learn to keep it. The words, keep the words, keep the prophecies, keep the things said over your life. It also includes corrections given to you. Keep them. Not all things are about, you know, some to stare you as it were. Some things are meant to correct you. Keep them. Number two, focus. Keep your focus. You know, some, not here, will leave a meeting like this. And when they leave, they just say, we had a good time. What focus did the meeting give to you? What direction were you giving? You keep it. No one will keep your focus for you. No amount of prayers is prayed over your life if you don't keep your gaze yourself. One of the ways to do that, you mind your life, you mind your business, you mind your work. You mind what you're doing. You're in a local assembly. Focus there. Many people waste time going around looking for what? Keep your focus. I told the pastor, I said, there's no need hearing every detail. You are not God. It's only God that should know everything. Know the one that you should know and take your eyes off the rest. Many people have bogged their mind with things they don't need. Information, gist, things you don't need. It's not for you. And we're in a very curious generation. Everything they put on the media, everything is on Twitter, everything is on Facebook. You must know what you don't look at. You must know what you don't continue with. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. In your local church, if somebody brings up a conversation, say, look, 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 I didn't come here for that. Don't listen to it and say, and comment. I usually will stop you. It's enough. I didn't come for that. I don't need what you are saying. It's not for me. Go and meet. I told you the story, how they spoke to me about someone, the three of us on the call. They were going to talk about the man of God, and as well talk about the man of God and his problems in his family. I didn't know that was what the conversation was about. As soon as the fellow started, he said, you know, it's like, you know, and I said, okay, do you want us to pray for him? He said, no, let me tell you the information. I said, I don't need the information. I said, two reasons. Number one, I don't need it to pray. Just praying for a fellow minister, much more a senior one, is enough. I have enough instructions in the Word of God to do that already. Number two, if you give me the information, you are only going to make me a gossip. Because I don't know the man, I can't talk to him. Even if I can talk to him, he's way older than I am. So why not give this information to somebody who can use it to relate with him? So I said, I'm going to go off this call because I don't need this conversation. You must keep your focus. Why are you in church? You are in a relationship. Four of you. You know, you are working together, serving God. Somebody calls you. Amongst the four, now calls you. Said, do you know? When he comes, let's discuss it. That's how believers are. When he comes, and I don't want to, you know, you may feel bad. Let him feel bad. But don't let me feel bad too. Let us all say it together. You are not getting younger in the faith. You should be smart. I tell people in church, you have enough experiences on what happens when these things happen. You've seen it. Number two, keep your focus. The final one, your focus now. Don't forget, let me take that again. Your focus, listen, happens immediately you leave this place. Don't go and take a vacation. You did not come for exercise. You came to be stirred up. You came to be changed for the work. So by tomorrow or today, you start doing something immediately. How to keep things. Do something about it immediately. Don't wait. Don't say, let me just give you 1 week to know. The intense sessions afterwards. No, that's the enemy. You must do something immediately to your focus, to the words spoken to you. Now hear this one. Keep the relationships God gave you. I wish I can say this more, but our time is gone in this session. Keep those relationships. Keep it. You are tied to those relationships. Protect it and do it consciously. Do it consciously. I know today people celebrate people on social media. That's good. There's nothing wrong in it. But go beyond social media. Go beyond social media. Go beyond Twitter. Go beyond Facebook. Genuinely and deliberately keep relationships. Keep it. Keep it by the Holy Ghost. Keep it by praying for it. How many times you pray for your relationship? You pray deliberately. Lord, I thank you for the pastor you have given me. Lord, I thank you for the sheep you have committed to my trust. You begin to pray. You begin to pray. You begin to pray. And then you speak about it on your own when no one is there. You keep it by the Holy Ghost. Keep relationships. Allow nothing. See, if any relationship God has given to you, if something goes wrong, you have nobody to blame. You have nobody to blame. Don't say, if I had not listened to this person, did you not put your ears down? Keep it to yourself. Don't allow anyone, anywhere. I told you yesterday, there are things you should not even continue to listen to. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. No. You keep what you have. Keep it. Keep it. Keep your relationships. And finally, keep your zeal. You know, I said that, is it last year now? Keep your passion. Your passion is a gift from God. I close here. Keep your passion. Keep it deliberately. How do you keep your passion? Is by activity. Zeal and passion don't work with confession. They work with activity. Zeal is about desire. It says desire things of the spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:31. 1 Corinthians 14:39. You will keep it deliberately. One of the ways you keep it is by being here. You came to keep it. You are keeping it deliberately. You go to places that stir those things up. You keep it deliberately. Keep your focus. Keep the word spoken over your life. Keep your focus. Keep the direction you are going to. Things will come your way that will discourage you, that will try to take your attention off, but be deliberate about it. I've had people who have come and said, you know, I don't think you should do this. And I told them, don't worry, we'll be fine. When I hear things like that, I don't let it get to my heart. I just start fasting and praying to keep it. Keep your focus. Brethren, keep your relationships. If God has put you in a church that the word of God is taught and the Holy Ghost is giving a free course, stay there and be focused there. God has given you a man of God, a woman of God over your life. Keep your focus. Know who you are following. Some people follow everybody. No, that's a confused person. Who are you following? Whose words are over your life? Let me say something. There are people that you don't even bother yourself in the narratives that they give. Some say, well, and they begin to twist the Bible and say, no, you know, there's nobody for anybody, for anybody. See, there is story, there's reality. You know the reality. You must be sensible enough. If you don't learn some things by exposure, you learn them by experience. You should be smart. Keep the relationships. Listen, God gives you relationships that it doesn't mean everything is going to be convenient at all times. But that's God's gift in your life. I leave you with these words this morning. As we're set to leave, we're not leaving to go home. We're not leaving to go to what we're doing before. Back to what we're doing before. We're living with fresh fire. We're living with fresh focus. We're living changed by the Holy Ghost. We're not living to go back the same. No, we have changed. So our focus has changed. The things we're going to do, we're going to do them differently. Our focus has changed. Our direction has changed. And therefore, as we step into a season of planting, we must be found working. Planting. Planting. Seeing more territories and more things to be done in these seasons. Seasons. This convention has birthed a season in your life. Recognize it and walk in it consciously. A season to plant. A season not to look up. Keep focusing on what you're planting. Keep the work. Keep the focus. Keep the focus. Keep it strong. Keep it deliberately. And you step into this new terrains of the work of the Holy Ghost. The unusual things. The unusual things. The unexpected. The extraordinary. You step into them. And as you do it, it's not something in the future. It's something that's happened now. It's happening now. And you walk in it. You walk in it. As you keep your zeal, as you take hold of your passion, and you don't lose it. Your focus, you don't lose it. Your relationship, you don't lose it. The word spoken over your life, you hold on to them. As you hold on to them, they are lives that you are rescuing. The lives that you are saving. Because you stand not alone. You stand with others here. You stand for others here. Your commitment is for them. Your focus is for them. Your zeal is for them. I'm saying people you have not met yet. People that have not met you yet. But as you are consecrating and being consecrated, it is for them. Keep it. When you keep your focus and you keep your zeal and you keep your passion and you keep your relationships, you are keeping something in the future. You are raising something in the future. Keep your focus. And I believe God, everything that you had wasted, all the opportunities before this convention, they are restored back to you. They are restored back to you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost as we close. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Stand to your feet. Pray in the Holy Ghost.